The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Biggio's in the Marriott Marquis. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Biggio's, which is right across the street from the George R. Brown. Good place to go if you're going to get your rockets on. You can come down here. And I just found out from AJ that AJ's beer's on tap.
That's right.
So that's what I'm going to be having. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. And you can also text the show. You know the number. If you miss the first hour, you miss Craig Biggio. But available on podcastarena.com. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you text, when you tweet, when you carry your pigeon, put odds on it. That simple. What are the odds? That first hour went by pretty fast.
It did go by pretty quickly.
I do like this place, I have to say. It's a really nice setup. These TVs are fantastic. They're not 160 feet, but they're big.
Yeah.
So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you could change anything about working on the radio, what would it be? Let's see. I don't know. They pay us to come to bars and drink beer.
Yeah.
Pay me to go to the racetrack.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I would be able to work from home.
Yeah, if I could work from home,
that'd be cool.
Okay.
Like set up an ISDN line in my house.
Better yet, from my perspective. Yeah, here's one thing I'd love to change. I'd love for our studios to be down here.
Oh, yeah, that's making me drive even further.
I know. That's nothing to do with you. No. They asked what we would change. I would change that.
Okay, well, I'd put our studios in the Woodlands. You want to play that game?
Well, I'm just saying, it's not going to be any farther for you to come down here than it is
to
the
gallery.
Really. And the traffic sucks anyway. It's all the same. It's the same distance for you. It makes it more convenient for the old guy. So I can wheelchair my way across the street.
Yeah, but what happens when you die? Then I've got to keep driving here.
Well, see, by then, your kids will be old enough, you'll want to move down here anyway.
We'll see.
Why are people so fascinated with T.J. Watt?
Because you just answered your own question. He's one letter away from being J.J. Watt.
But I get 10 texts a day. What are the odds of texting T.J. Watt?
Yeah. Not for me, but
no, I take the best players. I don't care who they are, long as they're not rapists and murderers,
yeah,
or potential rapists and murderers. Then that's who I would go. Here's one for you. What are the odds Romo returns to his 2014 form and Dak regresses and Cowboys fans are put on suicide watch?
I've gone on record as saying I believe Dak regresses this year. I don't know that I think saying he regresses doesn't necessarily mean he'll be a bad player this year. I just think that as most quarterbacks in their second year, teams start to find a little on them. They start to make things more difficult. I think that happens. You saw that even down the stretch of this last year for Dak.
Yeah.
Things weren't as easy. But, I mean, at some point you've got to move on and you've got to start off with a new guy. And how much more tread was on those Romo tires, that's the thing. I don't know.
The thing is, if you're the Cowboys, it's the only decision you can make. And the guy played really well for you last year. At Romo's age, how many games has Romo played for you?
Yeah.
And how many would he have played last year if you'd gotten him out there and had to start him? And I just think it's I really, from a Cowboys perspective, this is the only move you can make. Mario, what would be a reasonable price for Bouye? $12 million? You know what I would what would be reasonable for me if I own the team? $6 million. But what is he going to get? He's going to get more than 12.
Yeah.
And it's funny to see the Jaguars throwing a bunch of money at all these guys. They've got plenty of cap room.
Yeah.
I just wonder if it's smart money to throw $13 million at A.J. Bouye to be your starting quarterback.
Well, I don't think it is.
And, yeah, they did that last year. How'd that work out?
Not great.
Well, of course, Tom Coughlin's there now, so everything will be different. What are the odds the Texans win a Super Bowl before a human being actually demolishes an animal, i.e. wolf, in a fight? I'm going to go with a human being because sometimes these guys get into fights with bears, right?
Yeah.
Dikembe Mutombo killed a lion.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
You seen video of that?
He did have a spear, though.
That doesn't count, then.
Okay.
That's hunting. That's different. If you've got a weapon, you're a hunter. That's different. We're talking about fighting an animal with them hands and them feet. Good luck.
From another perspective, what are the odds Dak actually gets better and the Cowboys fans forget Romo? I could see him getting better.
If he gets better, the Cowboys fan will forget Romo.
Yeah, I think a lot of them already have.
Yeah. I just – that's the – and not to say that Dak won't get better eventually – but I do think this is a step back year for Dak.
Doc asked, what are the odds the Marshall acquisition makes the Giants NFC favorites to go to the Super Bowl? I don't think that puts them over the top by any stretch.
Nor do I.
Damn good signing, though.
It is a good signing.
It adds another weapon.
But you've still got a quarterback who leads the league in turnovers since 2012. And,
right.
You know, eventually he's got to stop throwing it to the other team. They have zero run game to speak of still. Defense is getting there, though, and I like that wide receiver duo.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Here's one for you. Did you see that your boy Brian Hoyer signed with the 49ers?
Yeah. You excited about that?
I'm pretty sure they brought him in as a backup.
To who?
Well, assuming they go after Kirk Cousins and make a trade for him.
Okay.
That would make sense, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think... I still don't understand how the Redskins think they can trade Kirk Cousins and how they think it's going to work out for them if they do. Like, who are the Redskins? I mean, are the Redskins going to play Colt McCoy at quarterback? Or are they?
Well, that's the question.
Are they planning on blowing another high draft pick on a...
So you either get a draft pick and pay him. You make a trade for a guy that's making $17
million. Right.
And so you're getting rid of Kirk Cousins for $7 million.
This is what I didn't understand about the... them not even signing Cousins to a long-term deal. The Redskins are in a position right now where they can either pay Kirk Cousins franchise money, which I understand their hesitance to do so, don't get me wrong, or they can go into the season with Colt McCoy as the starter, or they can trade Kirk Cousins, presumably get the 49ers first pick in the draft, and then pay Mitch Trubisky a lot of money. I mean, to me, paying Kirk Cousins franchise money sounds like the best option of those, honestly. Like, I'm not sold that Kirk Cousins is a franchise quarterback, but I understand why. Like, I don't think...
The only problem is...
There's plenty of quarterbacks in this league who aren't franchise quarterbacks, but get paid franchise money because that's the situation their team is in.
Agreed. I do think the one difference is if the guy has basically said, look, I'm walking next year, and I don't want to be here, this is your only time to trade him. You're not going to have, you're not going to be able to franchise him again because nobody can take on that contract.
Right.
And this is your one chance to get something for him.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, that's why I say I would have just paid him.
God, here's a good what are the odds. This is a good combo what are the odds. It's one of my favorite types. What are the odds Clowney and Watt, I'm assuming JJ, not TJ.
TJ, I like.
Combined, have more sacks than Correa hits home runs.
Boy.
I'm going to take Correa 60-40 there.
I'll take Correa, too, just because you have to assume either JJ or Clowney gets hurt.
Right, because one of them's hurt every year.
They're more likely to be hurt than Correa.
And
Correa's going to be batting cleanup in a solid lineup. I I think Correa.
I think Correa hits 35 this year.
Ooh,
I think he has a big year.
I'll go under 35. I was going to set the over under at like 29.5. So I guess you're well.
I'm
over.
Yeah, I'm going over.
I might be more of like a 30 guy.
I think he's going to win straw at this.
Oh,
this
well,
year.
Okay, 32.
What gets him three more home runs?
Which pick an Astro that you expect to regress this year?
George Springer.
Easy. He is a doesn't steal bases anymore. I mean, he's like a career 260 hitter. He had a good season last year, but I think he's more of what we've seen in the past than I think he just had a really good season last year. I also think maybe Bregman, at least like the per game numbers go down because averaged out over a whole season, Bregman would have been like a league MVP candidate.
Yeah, so I don't see that, but.
But I think Springer's
I think he's somewhere in between what he started as and what he finished as.
I do too.
But I also could see some improvement there. I think this is a year. I really believe this is a breakout year for Correa, where we're actually.
I hope you're right.
Talking about him in the MVP conversation.
And I mean, I think Altuve will regress, but not to a point where it's.
Yeah, he's
going to not a good player.
He's going to regress to 315
right.
or something.
He's a freak show, man. Yeah. I think that he can regress and still be an elite player in the league. The other guys. I don't know that that's necessarily true.
Man, I'm seeing a lot of Geno Smith may still wind up being the Jets quarterback next year.
God, can you imagine?
you think Texans fans are going to be unhappy
with the
ostrich?
The Jets, if they have Geno Smith at quarterback, no Brandon Marshall next year, how many games did the Jets win?
Four?
Maybe.
Three?
Maybe. I mean, they're going to be really bad.
All right.
They don't seem to care.
No, they don't. And I don't know what the hell they're doing. And of course, the guy they hired was from here. Wasn't like he was doing a great job.
Yeah.
GM. So I don't know what the hell they're doing. 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds all the road construction on 45 South will be complete before a Rockets-Texans championship? That's a tough one. I'm going to go 45, 52 to 48.
Oh, for I-45?
Yeah, 45 South.
45. Yeah, I'll go. They actually seem to make progress on that. Like, I drove down there the other when we drove to Saloon Door. I was like, looks like some things are happening. You know?
Yeah.
If you ask me, 290. Yeah,
Voldemort drives that thing every day, so he knows.
You ask me if 290 will be finished before the Astros. There's always construction, and I never see progress. Even when they did the. The 290, like now you get, there's an exit for I-10 and an exit for 610. As soon as they finished that, and I was like, oh, wow, they finished a piece of it, they started doing construction right there for something else. It's never ending, that thing.
At least now, the one thing that's better about it is if you're taking 610 to 288, I take 10 to 610 to 288, at least now the entrance of 290, is on the right-hand side. You don't have to cross over the entire 610. In that short time frame from I-10, that used to be dangerous as hell. So there's one positive on 290. 290 will never get done. Not in my lifetime.
I'm with you.
Not in your lifetime either. What are the odds you'll ever see one of my texts? Well, there you go, 100%.
1%, 1,000.
What are the odds Arian pulls a hammy on his walk to the octagon to fight the wolf?
I always pictured this fight happening in the woods. Like Arian goes camping and... is out, like, he wakes up in the middle of the night.
Arian would have no chance in an octagon with a wolf.
No chance.
He might be able to hide behind a tree in the woods.
Right.
Try to sneak around.
Well, he's already talked about the idea of picking up a stick. That's what he thinks his great savior is going to be, picking up a stick and jabbing it into the wolf. There's no sticks inside a UFC octagon. So
No, I don't like his chances there.
Yeah. The wolf is like a minus 20,000 favorite in the octagon. In the woods, it's minus 10,000.
Yeah, I agree. Those are the perfect odds. And the wolf bites his thumbs off right off the bat.
Yeah, first thing.
So I want to be one of the co-trainers of that wolf because that's what I'm going to tell him. And I'm going to put like fake thumbs in front of him and put food on it.
Yeah, bite for the thumbs.
Right. So but that's the first thing he does.
But I don't want him to eat the thumbs. I want him to bite them out, spit them on the ground in front of Arian, and then wink at him.
I'm sure we can find a wolf trainer that can get him to do that.
I bet man's best friend could do it.
I bet they could. Too bad you don't have a read for that right now. All right. Well, I can tell you where you can bet on it. on the odds we just gave you, usracing.com. And U.S. Racing features award-winning race analysis, interviews, free handicapping tips. The best thing is you can bet on over 200 tracks from your computer, tablets, and your phone, which I did yesterday after doing a read for U.S. Racing. I bet the last race at Sam Houston Race Park and crushed it because I'd forgotten about it until I did the live read. That's how convenient it is. They offer daily rebates, which is great, 8% back on your horse bets. You can bet on horses, jockeys, trainers. The bets are safe, fun, and secure. New players can qualify for a $150 sign-up bonus. Check them out, usracing.com. Here's some other good stuff about them. Quick payouts. You get paid fast. How fast? The fastest payouts of any online horse racing site. I can vouch for that because I've cashed out twice now. I love the mobile horse betting. They've also got free horse racing news, cash bonuses, excellent customer support, and it's such an easy-to-use interface. I'll tell you, it's and I like to do these difficult trifectas and pick four bets with a lot of horses, and it's so easy to do on this site, and it's on, and even on the mobile site as well. You want to get in the game, start making some money. Hey, last weekend of thoroughbred racing here, so you want to get in. Now's the time. Call 1-844-US-RACING now to set up your account, or just go to usracing.com. That's usracing.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I got lost in the delirium. I couldn't read all the chemical signs.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Biggio's in the Marriott Marquis. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Biggio's. The heck was that?
That was my excited noise, mouth noise.
That's how you get excited?
That's to let you know I'm excited.
That is really annoying. Which I probably shouldn't tell you that because now you're just going to do it constantly. 713-780-ESPN. You know, what are the odds Foster could even win a fight with a police dog? I'm still taking the dog as a favorite there.
I would too. No weapon involved? Yeah, I'll take the dog.
Yeah. Getting a lot of what are the odds this team drafts this guy. A lot depends.
There's a lot going on. I mean,
you got to see what happens with free agency first. And that's the main thing. What are the odds when the wolf successfully eats Foster, he goes vegan?
That's a possibility.
318, just moved to Texas. Can I place bets at Sam Houston? Absolutely. And they've got hundreds of tracks there. So simulcasting year-round. There's like 2 days that they take off. And the show that we were watching yesterday and making fun of me, will air Thursday at 6 o'clock.
All right.
Again, on Root Sports. So I have the recorder set. I'd actually like to see how it came off. All I know is I look terrible on it.
You didn't look your best.
No. Well, I got motivated, though, to go join a new gym and get a personal trainer and everything now. So the good news is I look so hideous that I'm motivated.
Okay.
That's a positive, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's all I can take away from it.
Nestor, what are the odds Bregman hits 300, 30 homer, 85 RBI?
85 RBI doable. I'll give that 40% chance.
Where's he going to be hitting in the lineup? Second?
Yeah, I think the...
There ain't a lot of two-hole guys getting 85 RBI, though.
Well, you'll have... I think he can do that. Because if he's hitting those other numbers, he's going to probably bat third or fourth. You're moving him down, right? Because he's going to be out hitting.
What's your assumption, like one through four? Are you guessing Springer, Bregman, Altuve, Correa?
That's probably how I would do it.
Yeah. I think that's what they're doing. I think that's what they're looking at.
But if you – I still wish they had a real – true leadoff man. I don't really like Springer in that role.
I actually think Altuve would be a good leadoff man. I understand he's your best hitter, and usually your best hitter is in the three hole, but I don't know. I would maximize that guy's at bats, and he's so good with the stolen bases. Like, that's the guy I'd want batting.
But they've had him batting first, and just seems like they started scoring runs when they put Springer in there. I don't know. I wish they had more of a true leadoff guy, but that offense is at least now. Remember when Altuve was the only hitter in that lineup?
Yes.
And you'd say, oh, goodness, look who's hitting first. And Jake Marisnyk was a good player.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Those were not great times.
When you're talking about what do you do with Evan Gattis, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Instead of, is Evan Gattis going to hit fifth, it's like, is Evan Gattis ever going to play?
Yeah.
That's the improvements that have been made over the last 2 years, which is great.
Yeah.
But... I still think there's some tweaking to be done with that lineup. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming Gurriel and Aoki are in some order 8-9, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's my guess on those two guys. I assume that they're going to start at least with Springer being the leadoff man. Bregman, Altuve, Correa, then Beltran fifth, McCann, Reddick. Is that?
Yeah, I would assume.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it's a solid lineup.
Yeah, it is.
It's a solid lineup. And
as a matter of fact,
I don't know what you're going to get out of Gurriel. It seemed last year what we saw out of him was going to the big leagues was a pretty big difference for him. It's a grind of a season.
He hadn't played in a long time either.
Yeah, it was a culture shock for him, and I think it's maybe not just a baseball culture shock. It's like a culture shock too.
Right.
So I'm having zero expectations for him.
I'm not going to go there. I think I'll look at it the other way. I'll put a positive spin on it. He's now had a chance to learn to live here and get comfortable.
Okay.
And start learning things. Now, I don't think he's going to be the power hitter he was there. I think he's going to hit for average, but they need that.
Hit for average, are you thinking like 260?
I think he'll do a little better than that, 275, somewhere in there.
Oh, okay. I think that'd be very, very good if that's what they got out of him.
Yeah, I think that's doable.
I'm thinking 260, 13 to 15 home runs.
I'll go 275, 12, and 55.
Okay. 55, I think we can maybe agree on.
You'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
So, what is it? Breaking news, HPD looking for a man who escaped PD on westbound Katy Freeway ramp on Beltway 8. Man is still in handcuffs.
So, there's a man running from the police in
the handcuffs? Yes.
It's really hard to hail a cab in handcuffs.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get out your Get Me app on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although,
so if you're at the westbound Katy Freeway ramp at Beltway 8, and you see a man running in handcuffs, let the police know. He's an escape guy.
Or just get out, knock him down, and then call the cops, because then you'll be a hero.
Could do that.
This is your chance to be a hero, people.
Now, wait a minute. You would consider somebody doing that being a snitch, telling the cops where this guy is.
That's true.
So, you might have to reconsider this one, Hoffman.
He's already been caught.
Well, but he's escaped. So you're going to tell him where the escape guy is? That's a snitch.
Yeah.
See, that's why you have to think about these things a little more than your opinion on the last guy.
You're right.
Would you like to know one of the things that USA Today did was they ranked every single offense in baseball going into the season?
I'm all right with that game.
We don't need to do all 30. I'll just tell you a couple of them. Like number 30, San Diego Padres.
Which is Will Myers and like eight dudes.
Just
some guys.
Where would you like to start? Maybe just ask about a team that you think. Well, the Yankees, they have 20th. It seems pretty low, huh?
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah.
Some teams. How about we play it like this? How about we play some game, like a game where I tell you who I think should be near the top.
Okay.
And you tell me if I'm ridiculously off on that.
All right,
that.
So we'll do the top 10 then. We'll do it that way. Okay. Teams you think should be in the top 10.
Okay. Can we go Cubs number one? There's not much conversation to be had.
There is no conversation to be had. Cubs number one.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. Very easy. Congratulations.
Okay. Red Sox.
The Boston Red Sox come in at number four.
Okay. Dodgers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers come in at... I might have missed them here. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
Well,
Don't let me be wrong already.
No, they've got these long descriptions. Number three.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll assume the Houston Astros fall somewhere in the top ten.
Houston Astros in the top ten of USA's projected best offenses in baseball come in at number two.
Okay, we're doing all right so far. Then.
Yeah.
So I've got one through four, correct?
Yeah, and I'll just tell you what it says about them. It says, I did not start this list expecting the Astros to land so close to the top, but the offseason additions of veterans Carlos Beltran, Brian McCann, and Josh Reddick to an offense that already included young superstars Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa makes the Houston club look like the AL's strongest offensive unit entering 2017. They're stacked enough they're going to have to work to find at-bats for Evan Gattis.
Yeah.
Who hit 32 homers with an .826 OPS last season. And they've still got some fairly promising hitters in the high minors waiting for their turns.
All right.
So there you go. So it's Cubs 1, Astros 2, Dodgers 3, Red Sox 4.
Let's go with your Toronto Blue Jays.
The Toronto Blue Jays check in at number 7.
Okay.
I think I'd have them a little higher than that, even without Encarnacion. I still think that's a pretty good lineup.
That reminds me. How about the Cleveland Indians?
The Cleveland Native Americans check in at number 5.
Okay. That's strong.
That is very strong. And Encarnacion is
Encarnacion, Lindor, Kipnis. That's a good lineup.
And they've got great pitching, too.
Yeah.
They're
going to be a very good team.
Yeah.
The Nationals of Washington, D.C.
Number 6 on the list.
I'm running out of... Maybe the Tigers?
Tigers are number 8. So you've got 2 left to nail the top 10.
Oh, boy.
You can do this, Hoffman.
I don't think so. I'm running out of teams that I feel confident about now.
Well, 9 and 10 are always the hardest.
Let's go... Let's go Rockies?
Checking in at number 9, Los Rockies del Colorado.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Let's go. Let's go St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, the only one you missed. St. Louis comes in at number 11.
Give me another guess at it.
I'll give you one more guess.
The Mariners of Seattle.
You are incorrect, sir.
Damn it. Who is it?
The O'Reillys of Baltimore.
That's Manny Machado and some dudes, let's face it.
Hey, you got 9 of them right. That's pretty good.
That's all right.
You've been prepping for fantasy baseball drafts.
I have been, yes.
That's yes. Why I knew you'd do well at that game. All right, we're a little late for a break here, so we should do that.
I'm actually proud of my performance in that game.
It was very good.
That was solid.
That was well done.
I've got some, maybe we could do this on the other side. I've got some projections for the Houston Astros this season, the season projections.
Let's do that.
For your Astros, so we'll talk about those on the other side.
Are they my Astros, or are you talking to the people?
To the people's Astros.
Okay, because I didn't buy any of the team or anything.
Okay.
Yet.
All right. Maybe after you get Bauer Tower.
Yeah, after I build Bauer Tower and, you know, the casino there and the midget wrestling cage. And, yeah, that's after that, definitely.
Okay.
All right, quick break. We will be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Biggio's in the Marriott Marquis. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right. We are back on The Blitz, and I have a giveaway.
What are you giving away?
How about a spot in the sumo suit race Saturday at Sam Houston Race Park to represent The Blitz? The fun never ends at Sam Houston Race Park. This Saturday is the first ever SHRP Trekathlon. It includes a lawnmower race, a human hamster ball race, children's stick pony races, and the sumo suit race. It's going to be happening right on the track between horse races. Today, you can win a spot to race in the sumo suit race. That also includes 4 tickets to the live racing events for the evening. For more information, you can log on to shrp.com. What I want you to do is tweet at producer T. Scott, why you want to be in the sumo suit race and why you think you should represent the Blitz. He will pick a winner, and you're going to be going to the races.
There you go.
That's simple. Now, for those of you who are more traditional and just want to go to the races and don't want to ride a stick pony or dress up in a sumo suit or a hamster ball, I'm going to give you a four-pack of tickets right now. You can join me in the special ESPN section. You get a complimentary buffet while you watch, wager, and win. This Saturday, March 11th, from 6 until 8, handicapping contest races 3 through 8. Don't miss out on the last weekend of live thoroughbred racing. Fun never ends at Sam Houston Race Park, caller number 22. So let's do this. Let's do your Astros thing here. Although I want to just tease this a little bit. Coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, one of the weirdest segments we've ever done on the Blitz.
Okay, I've got the projected lineup and projected rotation for the Astros. I've also got their projected numbers over the course of the year, according to RotoChamp. So basically, what I'll do for this exercise is we'll go through.
Okay.
I'll give you the player. I'll give you his statistics. You tell me if you expect him to be greater than, less than, or equal to the statistics given.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. George Springer.
Okay.
I think one of these are yours, right?
This one's mine, yeah.
Okay. George Springer, batting leadoff. 263, 28 homers, 76 batted in, 13 stolen bases.
That looks about, I'll say, maybe slightly under that, but that seems fair to me.
151 strikeouts.
That seems very fair to me.
Might even seem low to me.
Yeah, maybe more.
Alex Bregman, 267, 26 homers, 84 batted in, 9 stolen bases.
Feels a little high.
Feels a little high to me, too. 267 seems about right, though, I think.
Yeah, the batting average seems fair.
I think maybe the power numbers, not as much.
Right. I think people are expecting too much out of him.
Altuve, 319, 17 homers, 76 batted in, 35 steals.
I'll go higher. Okay. Those numbers feel low to me for Altuve.
All right. Correa, 275, 24 homers, 99 bombs, 16 steals.
See, I think this is his
99 batted in, excuse me.
Yeah, I think this is his breakout year, so I say over.
I'll go under on the steals, though. I think if he gets double-digit steals, I'd be surprised.
All right. You know what? I thought I was pretty clear about this. It's Lima Time says, your boy on the phone told me I had to tweet to try to be in that race and get those tickets, and then you said caller 22. Splain. I thought I said it very specifically. This is how you get in the hamster race. If you just want tickets to come out, I'm giving those away now. Was I not clear about that?
I wasn't even.
You were very clear.
Of course you weren't. Okay,
Tyler
says I'm very clear.
I believe it.
I was very specific about that, Lima Time. I don't know how else I can do it other than, hey, I'm trying to give stuff away, and you're bitching about it.
Don't get all worked up, Lima Time.
That's the explanation, sir. Go ahead.
All right, Carlos Beltran, 281, 22 bombs, 73 batted in.
Seems high.
281 does seem...
Yeah, I think more like 270. A couple fewer homers, fewer...
20 and 70, I'd be
happy. Yeah, that'd be a good year. That'd be a real good year.
Brian McCann. Man, it's... Brian McCann, 5 years ago. My God, what a help that would have been. Brian McCann, 236, 22 homers, 70 batted in.
I'll go... That's about right.
I'd honestly take that from your catcher.
Yeah. It'd be the best catching numbers you've had in a while.
Josh Reddick, 272, 14 homers, 52 batted in.
Way too high.
You think less of him?
Yeah, I do not think much of Josh Reddick.
Okay. Gurriel, 262, 13 homers, 54 batted in.
That's almost exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll hit closer to 270. How's that?
Okay. Nori Aoki, 289. 3 homers, 22 batted in, 9 steals.
That seems doable.
That does seem about right. I mean, Aoki's there to play defense anyway,
right,
for the most part. But if you get 289 out of that guy, you're happy, even especially out of the 9 hole.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at this rotation. Their projected 5-man rotation. Dallas Keuchel, 13-11, 3.35 ERA, 183 strikeouts.
I'm going to go with he has a much better win total than that. I think 331 is about right. But if that offense does what it's supposed to do, I think he's closer to 17, 18 wins.
Okay. Lance McCullers, 12-8 with a 3.13 ERA, 215 strikeouts.
I think he will be closer to 15 wins, especially if his ERA is around 313.
215 strikeouts seems like a lot.
Yeah, well, he's got to be healthy all year, but it's doable.
Colin McHugh, 11-9, 358, 167 strikeouts.
I'll go 9-12, 378.
Okay. If you get these numbers out of Colin McHugh, you're very
pleased. you're punching the clown.
Mike Fiers, 8-10 with a 404 ERA, 140 strikeouts.
I say 8-10 with a 454 ERA.
Okay. And Charles Morton, 7-6 with a 371, 1.34 with an or 3.71 ERA, 1.34 WHIP with 96 strikeouts.
You would kill for that.
Yeah, you'd be happy with that.
Yeah,
if he's under four, you're happy.
Yeah, that's and I got to think that there'll be another pitcher involved in that rotation,
Davinsky or Musgrove.
Yeah,
one. Yeah, maybe, if not both.
Yeah, at some point.
Oh, I mean, you have to assume people are going to get hurt.
Right. And one of those guys.
Your top three guys don't have a great history of health.
And Martez, you hope one of those guys just takes the reins and goes nuts, and you've got your guy. So, all right. Well, there you go. We got some Astros talk in because we're at Biggio's.
There you go.
So you kind of have to do some Astros talk, right?
Should do some.
All right. I've got plenty of options for the Zadi Jewelers Gem of the Day when we come back. But right now we're going to take a quick break. I can't tell if there's music in the background or not because it's loud. Okay. Voldemort says there's music.
What'd you go with?
Brisket burger.
Oh, nice.
So I'll be
what'd you go with, Voldemort? Tex-Mex burger.
All right. Okay. We're going to take a very quick break. I will give you a report on the food when we return. We'll also have the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Biggio's in the Marriott Marquis. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Let's rodeo, Houston. Cody Johnson is performing tonight for just $18. You can see the best music, rodeo action, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com for Cody Johnson. Tyler, you were supposed to be playing Cody Johnson coming out of that break in honor of the great Cody Johnson, the legendary Cody Johnson.
The best.
World champion NASCAR driver Cody Johnson. All right, maybe not. Oh, here we go.
Cody Johnson is not a NASCAR player.
Okay.
A NASCAR player.
Yeah. He sounds like a country guy. So
he's from Huntsville, Fred. How have you not heard of this guy?
Okay. I know I should know every country.
Well, you also have to remember Cody Johnson was a late replacement fight.
Oh, okay. So
when Old Dominion had to pull out of their concert.
Well, yeah, because they're playing in the tournament, right?
Well, not the big tournament, not necessarily.
But their conference tournament.
They're playing in their conference tournament, yes.
Ah.
So so maybe I shouldn't have had such a high expectation that you would know who this guy was. That wouldn't be fair, maybe.
Well, I've made it pretty clear that I'm not good at country, so.
Okay.
Voldemort, have you heard of this guy? Well, he's heard of him. Of course he has.
Yeah. You ever seen him? Seen him once?
Okay. All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, I've got several options here.
Let's go with option B.
Okay, well, the best one is the two guys who got into a racist beef online, decided to meet up in person.
There's people online who are racist?
Yes, and there was a black guy and a white guy, and they got into an exchange.
I've never seen such a thing happen in this country.
It happened in Florida, of course, and it happened in the most Florida way, where they got together to discuss it. Both pulled guns, both dead. Would you call that a tie?
That's the dreaded shootout where, like, the 1-2-3 draw.
Yeah. I think that's an everybody wins thing.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often in the movies.
Yeah.
Like where...
Like Reservoir Dogs where everybody dies.
Or like, I mean, I'm thinking like Old West where it's like a duel.
Yeah.
You would think in a duel, more often than not, both guys would die.
All right, both guys probably missed the first five times back then in reality.
Yeah,
that's
they didn't
okay.
have laser sights and things like that.
Yeah, now if you had now...
Semi-automatics.
Yeah, you pretty much, you put the red dot on the guy, bam.
Right.
Well, they both died, but I only have audio of that, and I forgot to tell Tyler to pull it. But
that's why I'm a 45 guy, because even if I'm off target a little bit, it'll still wreck you.
Yeah. Well, I won't be getting into any shootouts with you. Now, of course, the other one I have... We go to Georgia.
Georgia.
Where,
Georgia's on my mind lately.
Is it?
Yeah. Lately.
It's
been on my mind.
An old sweet song or something in there. I don't know. But a Georgia woman is behind bars.
Let me see that mug. Scroll up a little.
You know what? From the mugshot, it's hard to tell. I don't think she's hideous. Because it's a mugshot.
Yeah,
but
it ain't
great. She does look a little mannish.
She just looks angry.
Well, I'll tell you why she's angry. She intentionally slammed into a truck.
Got some rage issues.
Yeah, and this is a different kind of road rage. She slammed into a chicken truck.
Okay.
The truck filled with chickens, right? Fled the scene. Refused to leave her home once authorities tracked her down. When they asked her why she ran into the chicken truck... She said it's because she's a vegan. And so this was an attack on the chicken truck as a militant attack of veganism.
I don't like that.
So yeah, the car couldn't run, so that's how they tracked her back home. They got the registration and figured out where she lived.
Yeah.
She refused to leave the home. So they got a warrant and eventually, through the windows of the house, she explained what happened. This is why Georgia's so close to Florida.
Yeah.
Because very similar type story. She admitted she was in the accident, but she was fled in fear because she didn't want to lose her license. But she said it was a chicken truck. She was a vegan. And
was she trying to rescue the chickens?
No, she just was pissed off that there were chickens in a truck. It wasn't even anything honorable.
I got to be honest.
She denied having alcohol, however, claimed to have taken a couple of shots when she arrived home.
Shots of insulin?
No, shots of alcohol.
But she claimed not to be under the influence
of
alcohol.
This was a couple hours later when they finally found her. She blew a 0.89.
Okay. So
she claimed she did that at home. But she now faces charges of hit and run, aggressive driving, driving under the influence, and obstruction. And I also assume
that's the made-up thing so you don't catch that Dewey. You say, oh, right. I did get drunk, yep. But it was after I hit the chicken truck.
That's when I ran.
Right.
But the no charges for chicken murder yet, but I assume those are coming.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Let's say you're a vegan for the reasons that you think hurting animals is wrong. Which it sounds, I mean, if you're the kind of vegan who runs into a chicken truck, I have to assume that's why you do it. It's not because, like, oh, you think your body looks better in a bikini when you don't eat meat. So if you're for animals not being harmed, isn't smashing into a truck filled with animals sort of counterproductive?
Theoretically. I don't think she
was. If you're a person who's like, why did that chicken have to die so you eat? I mean, isn't it even more pointless for it to die because you smashed into it with your car?
Don't know.
I feel like that's where we're
Seems
at.
Seems a little contradictory to me.
Yeah, that's a stupid lady. I hate to say that on International Women's Day, but that's a stupid woman.
Yeah, well, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Couple good tweets. Marinara Joe, Poultrygeist.
Wow.
I like it. And then Matt says, thanks for spoiling Reservoir Dogs for me. I was going to watch it tonight. I got some other ones for you. Hey, Titanic?
It sinks.
Leo dies in the end.
Oh, I wouldn't have gone that far. I would have just said the boat sinks.
No. If you haven't seen these movies by now, that's a shame on you. Gone with the Wind, you know what happens?
No, I don't.
Frankly,
honestly.
My dear, I don't give a damn. Yep, that's how it ends.
I think International
Women's
Day. I'm
just going to sit here and spoil movies for you.
International Women's Day must have been canceled. Like, I was pretty sure it was supposed to be like a day without women, but then I got out in traffic and there was still a bunch of really crappy drivers, so clearly they didn't take the day off from everything. It was still going on.
And there's women here, so they didn't take the day off.
No, they didn't take the day off from drinking, apparently.
Well, who does? I mean, really. That's communism.
If it is your special day, you should be able to drink. I feel like International Women's Day really should be about, like, that should be the day where the woman can get drunk and the dude has to drive them home from the bar. Because, like, the other 364, I'm the one drunk and my wife is like, okay, give me the keys. Like, this would be a day for you to drive your drunk lady home.
Yeah, yeah. Or at least pay for her get me.
Right. Call her a cab.
Yeah.
Especially if she gets belligerent.
Hey, I'll pick this one up, honey. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you go ahead. All right.
Because you know women can't handle their alcohol.
Oh. Highlight of my drive home is listening to my wife sing the Gym of the Day melody. She probably won't be singing after the comments you just made. All right. What do we have here?
My computer career, Fred. Yeah. If you are in a job where you're not making enough money, maybe time to make a change, guys. Or if you don't love your job, maybe time for a change. MyComputerCareer.edu. Go there, take the free career evaluation, get on your way to making some more money. It's an IT school where you can get trained to work in the high-demand field of IT. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months, even with no experience. You attend classes live online just twice a week, and you'll get the skills and industry certifications you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. What are you waiting for? Get started today. My Computer Career, it's a nationally accredited university, and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, so take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu, that's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Okay, what's up, shut up, uh-huh. Okay, what's up, shut up, uh-huh. Okay, what's up, shut up.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.